understaffed capacity, so people want to take on volunteers, but they just don't have the resource to do it. I know what the benefit will be.
They need interviewing, they need supporting, exactly. They need a DBS check, whatever, yeah. Then they need ongoing support and encouragement and feedback.
And a lot of organisations do cuts in funding and just don't have the resources to do that.
Yeah. It's like the infrastructure.
I certainly noticed this year it's more of a challenge for me to get my staff to go out and volunteer, and I think that's due to the pressures of work. So that's from our point of view as opposed to a volunteering organisation.
But you're right though, because I think across any organisation there are far more pressures, there's fewer staff, whether in the private or the public sector there's cuts, isn't there? People being made redundant or funding being cut.
You have to work longer, harder.
You're required to do more at the same amount of time and there isn't enough people to share it with. Yeah. So therefore, if they're at their employment place longer, they haven't got the time or the energy or the inclination to do that. That's really interesting.
We